o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. What were you going to tease? And then I took away your teasing opportunity, or
that
maybe
was right. We had, hey, our friends at Lakeland Supply, we need to make sure we're on board. And my tease was, I just finished Quarterback, because you were talking Ted Lasso. He's a Netflix guy, right? Is that where that's on?
Apple TV.
Oh, well, that wasn't a very good tease or correlation. Anyways, I have not watched Lasso. I'm gonna, once I get done with Sopranos, I'm going to get to Lasso.
You're never going to watch Ted
Lasso. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. No, that's right
don't
up my alley.
You're going to do things you're
I think
not
I'd watch. I think at some point I'll watch Lasso.
You should. I definitely. I'm told only Murderers in the Building has to be next for me.
Yeah, very good. I love that show.
Move. You know, why would you want murders in your building?
Like, watch, get out of the, watch the show and you'll find out.
I think you want to get out of that building.
He really wanted some very some courtisy laughter.
I would have liked a little bit.
I would have liked.
I know if, Jesse's not.
You and I were on the same page.
If it wasn't the fourth time I heard him say that joke this week, I would have enjoyed
like,
it more.
I'm starting to feel like Jesse. Now he's getting a little hosting. He's doing all this stuff. I feel like he's getting a little bloodthirsty over there. That whole Illinois thing was eye-opening to me. I'm going to start sleeping with one eye open. Let's just put it that way. All right, here's the deal.
You're on vacation.
That's true. Netflix has got Quarterback. It was fantastic a couple seasons ago, and they claimed they couldn't find any, so they put wide receiver. I didn't think wide receiver was that great, if I'm just being honest. I didn't think it was that great. I started watching Quarterback, and it was phenomenal. Burrow, Cousins, Goff, and the storylines, and it really, I think, it's so smart. I say this, you know, about F1 racing. They did that whole bit, and then all of a sudden it went through the roof.
It did.
You tell stories. And Jason, you're a storyteller.
I am.
You love telling stories.
I do love that.
People want access, and they get access that they don't have. They hear stories, and they see. You're going to probably tear up when you see how Kirk Cousins handles being benched and his wife and his kids. I would bet that you're going to say this. And I said this, I teased this 2 days ago, and I have still not paid it off. So this actually works well. Kirk Cousins is going to be a big-time analyst on a big-time network. He is going to be really good.
Really?
Yes. Kirk Cousins has come across as a star in this Netflix series. He's been dynamite.
How surprised have you been by that?
A bunch. Because he feels boring, and he has embraced his nerddom. Which I think we always talk about authenticity on this show, and we're trying, you know, there's times there's stuff I don't really want to get into, and I'm sure I know my family doesn't, but I do anyways, because you know, there's obviously some stuff I won't. But
right.
You want authenticity, and you want to know what's really going on. Cousins let us in 2 years ago, and this time he went even above and beyond. I thought his part of this was great. Burrow's was interesting because he's the biggest star.
Sure.
But he was the least. I came across liking Kirk, and I still don't think Goff is.
Even though he didn't want to.
Yes. You are like, you're now like, this is becoming like one of your normal facial. I didn't. And you have to watch, when you watch Quarterback, you're going to say, I like Kirk Cousins.
Really?
Yes.
Is there any chance that it is not authentic? As someone who has not watched it at all.
No. I think it's authentic.
So like when he did his that big chain thing without a shirt on, like his teammates really...
I think
his teammates would say he's an authentic guy?
Yes, because he's doing it. I think he was doing that as... He understood the juice that brought to his locker room. He is, I think, very, he is a thinker. There's no doubt. And I think he's a nerd. I think both of those things can be true. But I think he genuinely is interested in what can he do. What are you shaking your head about?
Aren't all nerds thinkers?
No. No. God, no. I think he understands what being a quarterback is about, and I think he grew into that, and I think he is now very secure, and that comes across in big ways on this show.
Okay. Who are the other quarterbacks featured?
Burrow, Goff. And Goff's wife was a star.
Oh.
Goff's wife was a star. I thought Goff was really good in it, too, and I think for us. I never had. He was kind of an indie. He's kind of like Cousins a little bit, actually.
I would
to
agree.
Me. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's L.A. and he let us in on how he felt about how the Rams did that. So you learned, you understood it, you watched how they went about the stumble bum play that they stole from the Packers.
Yeah,
yeah, that they went into detail on that. It was you know, him and Ben Johnson. Dan Campbell is. You have to come across loving Dan Campbell. My point on this is a great thing for the players to do. I know it's inconvenient. I'm sure it's time consuming. I'm sure they're paid well. I want Jordan Love to do this. I don't think Jordan Love is viewed in a certain way. I think he's coming into his own. He just got married. I think Packer fans, while we all want to see Hard Knocks, I know they don't want to and will fight it tooth and nail to never have it happen.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I think Jordan Love should embrace being on quarterback, and I think it would be great for him, his brand, and his family to let us in to what this season could look like. I would love it.
Yeah, and I feel that's why I feel the way I feel about Hard Knocks too, is that look, I try to bring you those stories, right? I try to give you as many glimpses behind the curtain, and I think I do a decent job of that, but I don't have the access that NFL Films or Netflix or Omaha Productions has. And that I love this stuff too. Like, I'm not trying to fight against it. I would like to have more access than I have to guys and have guys be authentic and open up, and I try to get them to do that, and I try to give them the platform to do so. But this kind of stuff, and it's only a couple players every year, right? 2 years ago it was quarterbacks, it was wide receiver, and now it's back to quarterbacks. Like, yeah, I would love for Jordan Love to do it. Now, I think,
would you advise him to do it?
I would. I do think that I think there's more to him than he lets on.
You think he's a BBD guy?
I don't know. I think he's...
Or is he just BBB?
Boring by birth.
However you want to spin
right?
it.
Boring by design. That's the Mike McCarthyism. Boring by birth. I don't think he is ultra charismatic. I don't think he's as boring as he presents
himself.
By the
way, I don't think Goff comes across as charismatic in this either.
Yeah. But I can tell you this. Like, his wife, Ronica, is... She is... 100% authentic.
Here and comes Ronica. Is that no?
No, but her dad is Ron Stone, who played in the NFL for a long time, and all of his kids.
Was he the guard from San Fran?
Have a different. No, he played for Dallas, I think.
Okay.
But all of his children have variations of Ron in their names.
Okay.
Which I think is an interesting.
So, and part of this is...
He did play for the 49ers.
That's what I thought. He was
a guard for the Cowboys, Giants, 49ers. He overlapped with you.
I thought he played for... anyways, I think...
Played at Boston College.
She is going to, now that she is married to the quarterback for the G&G, she's going to be taking on a big role. Like, that is just how this goes. And it sounds like she's got a big personality from what you've said, and she's going to be... She'll be great.
Kind of. I want to get her on Love Madison's roster.
Yeah, great. Go for it.
I did it
sounds
again.
Like you. Sounds like you're getting your kid a scholarship with Kelly Sheffield.
We did talk about Ronica.
What did you have to say?
Well, I mean, if they're married now, it's not like I don't know. I don't know how celebrity marriages work because I'm not a celebrity, and neither is Paul.
Okay.
Now you're just annoying.
I mean,
me.
People. Like we got recognized. I got recognized last night out somewhere. Right, I think we are celebrities.
I think we know the difference between a celebrity, like capital C celebrity, and whatever we consider ourselves here.
Local celebrities.
So if you're like she played for the San Diego volleyball team, and that's other professional. There's two professional volleyball leagues in the United States. She played for the San Diego team. Now that you're married, do you like? Actively seek out playing for Love Madison so you can be, quite frankly, at home with your husband? Or I don't know how that works.
Or maybe Jordan tries to get out to the Chargers. I don't think that's going to happen.
Jordan Love for Justin Herbert, who says no.
I'm saying no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So anyway, I think she would be really, really good. And I think he is capable of being better than he is in terms of being funny, or I think he's likable, right? I mean, we saw him at the AmFam Championship. People like him. Well, see, how anyone could not like you.
Yes.
Okay. Great conversation. We need to play trivia, don't we?
We do.
What's today's category for let me try that again.
Wow.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. What's today? I was going to say Wisconsin Geography Wednesday because I wasn't on yesterday. So that's why.
Kirk Cousins will end up doing Netflix's Christmas games. That's my prediction.
Good prediction.
I'm sorry, we were talking about trivia.
He's still doing the Cousins thing. Let him roll.
Sorry, sir.
Well, Josh thinks he's winning. Josh DiMaggio's texted us. It's a facade. He sucks, but no. He doesn't suck. He's good.
What's the category?
We're celebrating an anniversary this week. Did
Kirk
you guys know
Cousins.
That?
Oh, what's your anniversary?
4 years ago this week, the Milwaukee Bucks became NBA champions. 4 years since they defeated the Phoenix Suns in the 2021 NBA Finals. The 2021 Milwaukee Bucks NBA Championship is today's Wilde and Tausch Trivia category.
Caller number, what number is Kirk Cousins wear? 8?
18.
He wore 8 in Minnesota, but he's 18 while he's riding the bench
in
Atlanta.
It was 50 years since the Bucks won a championship.
Or 4.
Caller 21 for the 2021 NBA title.
Sure.
It's pretty
caller
good.
Caller 21. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller number 21 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia coming up next. I did. I feel like one of the storylines that have gone under the radar in recent weeks is the fact that the Wildes finally got a couch. I mean, it's really nice, too. We love it. And we got that 18-month 0% interest financing from Steinhoffels, which allowed it to be more affordable for us. But I don't feel like we talked about it a lot.
We talked about it for 6 years.
Right, but
then
it actually happened. Then we actually died. It was extremely sudden. It's a Fletch. Fletch?
Didn't watch the movie.
You've never seen Fletch?
No, I don't think, no.
I think that's a miss by you. Jesse's answering phones. What you might be missing out on is a great night's sleep, and if you're looking for your best night's sleep, Steinhoffels has you covered with the Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Tempur-Pedic's advanced pressure-relieving technology helps make those everyday aches and pains, and maybe even some whiplash, a thing of the past. Right now, queen hybrid models start at just $52 a month with Steinhoffels' 60-month financing, and when you buy, you'll get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. And if you want to level up your comfort, add an anti-snore adjustable base and sleep even better. Steinhoffel's is your mattress destination, so shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I just went through the ESPN Madison office region, and on last Friday when you guys were both out and Riley was in with Brian Bulaga, he told us that he was in a jiu-jitsu battle royale. He reached the final where he went down to defeat. But one of the combatants no-showed, so he only had to win one match to reach the final. Jesse's the king of the asterisk. Does that deserve an asterisk?
Big time, yeah.
No.
Well,
how is that?
No, it's not an. It's not an asterisk. It's just it's a default victory, which blemishes the path to the championship.
Like, if he'd won the title, would you have given it an asterisk?
No.
Okay.
Because there was no...
But he gets one for reaching the final because he only had to beat one guy.
Yeah. There's no asterisk on the second place finish. There's an asterisk on that particular match in the, was it the semifinal or the quarterfinal, whatever it was.
Something in the quarters, yeah.
So Yannick Sinner doesn't get a championship at Wimbledon. He gets an asterisk.
He gets an asterisk in the match that he won without.
Asterisk.
Yeah, it's like a bird hides its head in the sand.
I just got to know your asterisk's whole deal. That's what you want to... How you want to approach it.
Time now for trivia.
What were we talking
about? Will D and Tosh Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Earlier this week, about when I was saying that the jiu-jitsu community would overtake, what was that correlation with Jesse? If you remember, we were having that discussion. Jesse would get replaced by... With the new, do you remember what we were talking about?
Because he would bring the jiu-jitsu community.
It was the Miz going into
the All-Star game
relative to Riley replacing me at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards.
Really apropos.
Not at all a good analogy.
I thought that was a stretch.
You did too?
I did.
Okay.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. Oh, Tausch, I know how much you love Randolph. Not just
great
the Rockets,
supper
but
club.
The supper
great
club.
Great little supper club down there. Ice cream drinks.
Which allows you to talk about it.
File in.
It is JC in Randolph. JC, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Fine, thank you.
The category is the 2021 NBA Finals. Question number one goes to Tausch.
The legendary Vali-oop. In Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Phoenix featured a Giannis dunk after which Bucks player stripped the ball away from Devin Booker of the Suns. Is it Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, or Pat Connaughton?
Tough one. I'm going to go with Drew Holiday.
Yes, smart our move. Well done.
Nothing
one for
funny
one
there.
Yeah, what's the deal?
What
here
is going on? Is Stoic
Why
Thursday?
Did you say, like,
I was thinking about putting Ryan
Oscar
Rollins
Robertson
in there. Yeah, I could have gone old school. I didn't even think of that.
That was all, like, these are all legitimate answers, and there's nothing funny about it.
Given how critical you were of Sparky and Sussex trivia earlier in the week, this is a miss.
It's fair.
It sucked.
It's very fair.
And it was hard.
I'm glad JC got it right anyway.
I am too.
All right, JC, question two. Maybe there'll be something funny in here, but probably not. In Game 4 of the 2021 NBA Finals in Milwaukee, Giannis Antetokounmpo helped preserve a Bucks win by blocking a potential dunk with just over a minute to play in the game. Which Suns player attempted the dunk that Giannis blocked? These are hard.
Winning a championship is hard.
Not for Bucks fans that are avid memories of these finals. They're not.
All right, JC, good luck to you, sir. Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, or Mikal Bridges?
I'm just going to take a poke at this one. Number three again. The third choice you gave me.
Tough one.
Second choice.
Yep. DeAndre Ayton is the correct answer.
Yeah.
But nevertheless. This is ridiculous.
Tough question. No.
It's tough.
It's fair.
Not when you juxtapose it with some of the other questions.
The first question is way too hard for a first question. I'll give you that. A
little tough on the first one. I apologize.
The last one is interesting, and I learned something, so this will be good. Of the four playoff series the Bucks played in that 2021 NBA playoffs, how many times did Milwaukee lose Game 1 of that series? Once, twice, thrice.
Well, I know they lost the 2021 first game in the series. Can be another...
Another wild guess. Wild guess, Chase.
Yeah. I know one for sure. I'm going to go three.
Thrice is nice! Let's go! Once, twice, three times! game's a game, one loss. JC, way to persevere through comparatively difficult questions as compared to others who competed this week. You got three of the possible four entries into the drawing tomorrow. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. And there's nothing better after you play a round of golf and use your Vortex Golf range finder to be accurate in your approach shot than having a course
light. Yeah, course light. It's great on the golf course. It's great at a Coldplay concert. It's great at a Morgan Wallen concert. It's great after a big win down in Dubuque / Bettendorf, Iowa
at 3 in the morning.
And whether you're tailgating pregame or any of those other experiences, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light because it's brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lagered. It is cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. It's refreshingly cold and only 102 calories. Coors Light, made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
Wodelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Not much time for
it. I need a little help. I just got critiqued, and they said, as a UW graduate, the way you wrote your tweet about Jordan Love and quarterback sucks, so can you help me here? And I quote, would you, as a Packers fan, want Jordan Love on, at Netflix, quarterback, to be featured this season? Or did I screw this up? What could I add or make better?
To be featured on quarterback this season?
Is that better?
I just think you have all the pieces here.
Just help me with the
he's
edit.
He's going with the compliment sandwich for you.
No, what's? Just tell me where it sucks.
As a Packers fan, that's phrase one. Is I would have started with. Would you, all caps, want Jordan Love to be featured on this season of Quarterback on Netflix? So basically, you can repurpose every word you have there, but whoever critiqued you, which, I mean, it feels a little nitpicky. We knew what you meant.
No, it's sloppy. I want to be critiqued and coached. It was sloppy. I just kind of haphazardly, like,
you didn't even capitalize quarterback. That is the name of the show.
The name of the show should be capitalized.
Yeah. Maybe I will. So would you, as a Packers fan, want Jordan Love to be featured on this season of Quarterback?
On Netflix. If you feel the need to mention them.
There you go. All right.
Boy.
Less time for Wonelli.
Time for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
Von Miller, 1 year, planning to join the Washington Commanders as the veteran continues his pursuit of a Super Bowl title. Big deal, little deal, or no deal relative to the Green Bay Packers, Tausch?
No deal. I was assuming people would say, oh, the Packers should pick him up. Nah. Von is about that time.
To bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme?
It's about that time.
Von Miller is 36 years old.
Way too old for the Packers.
Well, and I saw this from...
He hadn't been able to stay healthy, and he was not uber effective in Buffalo.
He's had some off-the-field issues of late.
There's a lot of stuff there. I just think Von has had a really great career, but it's about that time.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes, I think so. No, he'll definitely be a Hall of Famer now. If you want to get into,
he's had two Super Bowls, he had a lot of issues, MVP.
And I still think there should be more looked into when it comes to PEDs and things like that. Allegedly,
7-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler.
On the field stuff, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I think I've given up on that crusade. Like, that ship has sailed. I'm not gonna fight fights that don't need fighting. And that's a fight I'm not going to fight.
You pick the fights worth fighting. Whoa, Nelly.
Oh, is it view from the Whoa, cheap seats, Nelly?
AJ. Him too.
I've heard it both ways.
American President is a great movie.
Okay, you want to talk about the ESPYs? Did you guys watch last night?
I saw clips.
Okay, what'd you think?
I thought it was interesting, man.
How so?
Oh, when he says that.
No, there was a lot of awkwardness. It reminded me of when Ricky Gervais did, I don't know what award
Emmys,
show he did, where
was,
he basically didn't give two blanks about the audience in the crowd. He was more about the mass audience, and some hit, some missed. It reminded, to me, that was a Ricky Gervais deal last night.
Jason, you didn't watch.
I didn't watch.
Whoa, Nelly!
I thought it was interesting.
Lee Corso was recognized with College Game Day last night. That was pretty cool. They had Herb Street and the Game Day McAfee crew. They brought the USC band out. They played.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
That was pretty cool. Yep. That was my favorite part.
Whoa, Nelly!
Ran into two fans yesterday, two different places. Fans of Wildy and Tausch.
Did you help them up?
Nice. Mike and Kendall came out to Jones Dairy Farm yesterday. Jones Market had a delicious lunch, caught up with him for a little bit. And then we were out last night in Sun Prairie, and Josh in Madison said, Jesse Nelson from Wildy and Tausch. I listen to you guys every day. So I asked both of them what's their favorite thing about our show, which Tausch always appreciates when we ask that of
I
our
do.
Fans.
I like that.
Josh,
is that some sort of a loyalty
it's
test?
It's a litmus test, yeah.
Josh said he thinks we're real, we're cool, and we're funny.
I like all those.
You think that's
Are we
true?
Cool? I think we're real, and I think we're funny.
I think
we're funny now.
I think one of us is cool.
I would agree with
and
that.
That would be me.
Sure.
What? You're a lot of things. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool do you think you are?
No, I'm pretty cool.
Like, if Charles Woodson is a 10.
I'm not Charles Woodson cool.
Okay, I'm telling you, if he's a 10, what are you?
Depends which audience you're in. It really does.
Like, do you think Joe Thomas is cooler than you?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, yes. You're cooler than me. I'm not debating who's the coolest on the show. But if we're going to say that our show is cool and we only have one person that we consider cool, I want to know how cool he is because he's got to carry the rest of us
yeah,
that
no,
aren't cool.
I wouldn't I describe our show as cool, but I'm not going to sit here and say that. You know,
I don't think you're that cool.
I don't really care.
I don't know.
100%.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about how cool he is because we're definitely not as
cool. But here's the thing. People who aren't cool frequently admire people who are cool.
Oh.
And I don't really admire his coolness.
That's fantastic.
Come on, you're not going to have anything. I'm trying
what
to
do you want me to
you
say?
No, into I, something, and that's what I get. I spend my life reacting to stuff you say on this show all the time. I call you uncool, and you give me nothing.
What do you want me to say?
Something!
You have an
I
opinion.
Don't really
Fight
care.
For your right to be cool,
Tausch. I don't care. It doesn't bother me that he doesn't think
I'm
cool.
What makes you think you're so cool?
I just think that I carry myself, and I go about my business. And if that's cool to you, great. Yeah. If it's not, tough luck.
Actually... He got us. He's more cool by not acknowledging that he, that you're saying he's not cool. He's
Why
got
did
us.
You throw your papers over?
In exasperation.
Is that trying to be cool?
No, I'm exasperated.
I think this is one of those cases where you're actually cooler because you're hanging out with certain people that are not cool, too. Like, that's another part of the equation.
Okay. That's the best you could come up with.
No, I mean, I'm
just insulting
saying.
Us further. We already insulted ourselves by saying we weren't cool.
What did the other people say when you asked them?
Tausch is really cool.
Mike loves our insights and our takes on the Green Bay Packers. He finds that to be very informative and compelling.
Yep. All right.
But or funny and cool was what stood out to me from those interactions yesterday.
All right.
That's it for Whoa Nelly.
Sure is.
Whoa Nelly!
Hey, Whoa Riley's been really good. You might have to go to the pen.
You know what's cool? being an Associated Bank customer. It means you get great customer service. It means you can have Badgers checking, Brewers checking, or Packers checking. But most importantly, you've got a local bank. It's not branches that make a bank local. It's their roots, and they are rooted in our communities and rooted in Green Bay, where they were there even before the Packers were. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. You got anything else there, cool guy?
No, I'm just picking up your garbage.
Guess I wouldn't call our show sheet garbage.
You just threw it like it was garbage, so I'll pick up after you.
I can't
sit here and complain when the studio's dirty. I'm going to keep it clean, and I'll help you out.
He's so cool.
By the way, I never said I was cool. That is not what I've never said that. You guys
could
said
you,
it.
Could you check the tape?
No, I didn't disagree.
I asked you if you thought you
were
cool.
No, I didn't disagree. I don't think I'm not, but I'm not sitting here touting from the windowsill.
or shouting
what is it,
from
Dame
the mountaintop.
Time? Dame coming back? We'll
wrap things up next. This will be a Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And a ground ball through the left side, and Jackson Churio has walked off the Dodgers. It is Brooms for the Brewers.
Friday on 100.5 ESPN.
All right, we're way late. But I do want to say this.
This Coldplay deal. This would be a non-story if they didn't react. You got to act like you belong. Like I've been getting free breakfast at the Hilton down the street for the past 2 weeks. Just act like you belong, and that's none of this would have come about. It's from Tony X on Twitter.
Thank you, Tony. The best. Well, they're not the best yet. They're just the damn sports show. Tucker Kraft is number 4 on my countdown. Can he be the Packers' leading receiver in 2025 is their question. Great question for their show. I wish we'd have thought of it.
I would hope not.
Yes or no?
Check your show sheet.
Was that on there?
The whole thing we were going to do today was Jason's countdown. That went out the window.
Yeah, Tausch isn't interested. He hasn't read it. But he's cool. We've all established that. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.